Just hours to go until a potential government shutdown, and it looks like Congress may have stepped back from the brink. The Republican-led Senate, with help from 10 Democrats, has voted to advance a stopgap bill to fund the government through September. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has been under fire for his role in that vote, though he argued the focus should stay on the president.
Donald Trump owns the chaos in government. He owns the chaos in the stock market. He owns the damage happening to the economy.
Many Democrats, though, have turned their fury on Schumer, saying he caved to Trump. NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales is tracking this. Claudia, we meet again.
We meet again.
Okay, so as we were noting on the program yesterday, Republicans needed Democrats to get this done in the Senate. And for much of this week, it didn't look like they were going to help. What changed?
Right, a lot. We saw a dramatic reversal of Democratic momentum to stop this bill. Many saw this as a moment of leverage. So while Leader Schumer initially said the GOP did not have the votes, he reversed course the next day to say the alternative was a shutdown and no exit strategy, and concerns that the Trump administration would ramp up their dismantling of the federal government. So a reminder, in the Senate, there's a 60-vote threshold to overcome the filibuster. Republicans only have 53 seats. And Democrats had to provide those remaining votes. They were opposed to this bill because they were not part of the negotiations, and it's going to force some dramatic cuts for some federal programs. That left Senate Democrats deeply divided. And now Schumer and likely these 10 Democrats are going to face a new wrath from their party. It's a continuation of this growing anger from their base, who say the party's been asleep at the wheel while President Trump moves at a breakneck speed.
Now, the action today is on the House side, is on the Senate side, whereas on the House side, Democrats had stayed largely united. They voted against this plan. How are they responding to today's developments?
Right. They feel betrayed by Schumer and these other Democrats who voted yes. Some of these members in the House who voted against this bill were in Trump won districts, so it was a big political risk for them to vote against this. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries earlier today in a spectacular moment was asked by reporters if it's time for new leadership in the Senate, and he responded by saying, next question. This is how he framed where Democrats in the House stood on the threat of a government shutdown.
We are not afraid of a government funding showdown, and we will win that showdown. Because we stand on the side of the American people.
And he wasn't alone.
Claudia, are any Democrats defending Schumer?
Yes, in some cases. Most Democratic senators I talked to today told me he should remain in his leadership post. It was stunning, however, that there were some that were not ready to back Schumer. For example, I talked to freshman Senator Ruben Gallego of Arizona, and he said this is a moment for the party to have a conversation. And so he didn't quite run out and say no, that it's not an option for him to be backing down from leadership.
All of this seems to be adding up to a very good week for Republicans on Capitol Hill. What are they planning next?
Right. It's a reminder. This is the most united Republican Party we've ever seen with President Trump. Now they turn to a massive partisan policy plan. This involves extending a tax program that was passed under Trump's first term, wide-ranging new policies on the border. So another opportunity for new wins.
And NPR's Claudia Grisales reporting from the Capitol. Thank you.
Thank you.